Chapter 26. I came to with a headache, and my stomach attempted to slither out of my mouth. Its escape attempt was blocked by some kind of gag. I had the taste of metal in my mouth, and my jaws were forced uncomfortably wide. The blindfold on my face was almost a mercy given the headache. I was pretty sure any light that got into my eyes would hurt like hell. My nose was filled with scents. Old motor oil, gasoline vapors, dust, something metallic and elusively familiar. I knew the smell, but I couldn't place it. I lay prostrate on some cold, hard surface, concrete at a guess. My arms were held up above my head, my wrists bound in something cold that prickled with many tiny, sharp points, thorn manacles then. They were meant, along with the gag and blindfold, to keep me from using my magic. If I tried to start focusing my will, they would bite and freeze. I didn't know where the damn things came from, but Crane wasn't the first bad guy I'd met who kept a pair on hand. Maybe there'd been a sale. I'd heard one person claim that they'd been invented by a 2,000-year-old lunatic named Nicodemus, and I'd heard others claim they were of fairy make. Personally, I figured they were more likely a creation of the Red Court, material for their war with the Council. It would certainly be to their advantage to make sure as many people as possible had a set of restraints with no purpose but to render a mortal wizard helpless. Hell, if I was in the Red Court, I'd be giving the things away like Halloween candy. It was a scary notion, and for more than one reason. I was in trouble up to my eyebrows, but my nausea was severe enough that it took me several minutes of effort to care. Come on, Harry. You aren't fighting your way clear of this. Use your head. For starters, I was still alive, and that told me something all by itself. If Crane had wanted to kill me, he'd had all the time he would need to do it. He wouldn't even have had to worry about the death curse a wizard could lay down on his enemies on his way into the hereafter. Unconscious wizards can't throw curses. I was still breathing, which meant I swallowed, which meant that he had other plans for me. It did not seem like a promising way to begin thinking my way clear. I tried to say Rollins's name, but my tongue was being held in place by something, and it sounded like, Rara? Yeah, Rollins replied, his tone very quiet. How you doing?
Laya, laya.
They got me cuffed to a wall, he said. My own damn cuffs, too. And they took my keys. I can't get to you, man, sorry.
Why?
Where? Where are we? He asked. I nodded.
Yeah.
Looks like an old auto workshop, he replied. Abandoned. Metal walls. Windows are painted over. Doors chained shut. Lots and lots of cobwebs.
Where'd our light come from?
The light? Big old shop lamp.
Anyone here?
Anyone here? Rollins asked.
Yeah.
Creepy little guy with fish lips. He won't talk to me, even when I ask pretty please. He's sitting in a chair about 3 feet from you, pretending he's a god dog. Anger returned to me in full force and made my head pound even harder. Glau. Glau'd been driving the van. Glau had killed my dog. Without consciously making the effort, I found myself reaching for my magic, for fire enough to cremate the little toad. The manacles became a frozen agony that wiped anything resembling thought from my head. I bit down on the mouthpiece and forced myself to relax my will. I could not afford to allow my impulses to control me, or I'd never get out of this. There would come a time when I wouldn't have to bite back on my emotions, but that time was not yet here. Wait, I promised my anger. Wait. I need to think for now, to get clear of my captors. And as soon as I did, Glau was going to have a real bad day. I relaxed my will, and the pain of the manacles faded. Patience, Harry, patience. A door creaked open, and footsteps approached. A moment later, Crane's voice murmured, Awake, I see, Dresden. Your head must be as hard as everyone says. Mr. Glau, if you would be so kind. Someone fumbled at the hood over my face, and it withdrew, along with the mouthpiece, and I could see that hood and gag were all of a piece. Charming. The mouthpiece had gripped my tongue with two little clamps. I spat the taste of metal out of my mouth along with a little bit of blood. The hood and muzzle had torn my gums open in a couple of places.